This is Jason Kristoff for podcast 123. It is today, October the 2nd, 2021. I've been away, I don't know, I think my last podcast was about 10 days ago. It's been really busy. We know why it's been busy. You remember the movie Dodgeball? Not that I encourage anybody to watch a lot of Hollywood film, but it's just like that, except they're throwing wrenches. Like, the dodgeball coach used to throw wrenches and hammers at the dodgeball team. That's what the government's throwing at us now, wrenches and hammers. We're trying to dodge them and duck and dive and dip and weave. And that's where I've been for 10 days. Patches O'Houlihan, that was the coach in dodgeball. And the government, we've been trying to warn about the government for a long time. And there's many historical figures that try to warn about the government. Jesus is one of them. And when he would say, he was getting nailed to the cross, supposedly, and he said, "Forgive them, Lord, because they don't know what they do." Well, I'm pretty sure that's because mind control was front and center in those times as well. And that's how old mind control is. We're under a mass hypnosis, a mass psychosis. And the reason people are believing, they believe in things that don't exist, is because the human mind is very capable of believing in anything, because our belief system is not based on reality. That is being the technology that is being used against us for thousands of years by the same group over and over again. And the reason you might not believe that is because of the way belief and truth is actually a manufactured construct having nothing to do with reality. So we'll go, maybe that's what I'll address in this podcast and maybe a couple other things. It's easy to make people believe in something that doesn't exist, like a witch or the devil or even various religious deities. There's no one's seen the devil. And there's no real proof. There's proof of evil, but there's no proof of the devil. But you can make humans believe in anything, even if it doesn't exist. What about a border? The borders. What about a border? You believe in borders, but do they exist? Absolutely not. Because if you go and try and find one, like I live on the American-US border, and there's nothing there. It's just I can swim right across and be in the United States and swim back the other way and be in Canada. There's nothing there. But belief in truth in the human construct is based on a part of the brain called the subconscious mind. Now, your subconscious mind is a very cool part of the mind. And it's in charge of your safety, your security, and your survival. It really loves you. And it steps forward every morning with its primary function of protection. And it has its primary function of protection is the function that your human farmers have hacked to make people believe in a virus that has never been proven to exist. Now, this function that your human farmers are hacking, they've done it, they've hacked this part of the mind over and over and over again to make you believe in things that don't make any sense. Like, what about mercury teeth fillings? A lot of people still get mercury teeth fillings, even though mercury poisoning is something you can look up. You can look up that they've removed mercury thermometers from schools because they've killed children when they break. But then all of a sudden, you might believe that mercury is safe inside your teeth. Now, if you look up mercury, it is the number one most toxic compound in the entire universe. So when meteorites fall from wherever onto this planet, they'll still find all the compounds specific to the universe, which are the same ones that you can find on the Earth. And mercury is the most toxic that they've ever found on the Earth or in meteorites. It causes cellular destruction of any sort of carbon-based life form. So it kills things. So it's the number one most toxic substance in the entire universe, third most toxic non-radioactive. I mean, there's only two more toxic substances in the entire universe, and they're both radioactive. So it's the third most toxic substance, correct me, in the entire universe, number one non-radioactive. Now, it gives all these health problems, but people put it as teeth fillings. And this is one belief system that the average person participates in because they're under mind control, because they've been hacked through this subconscious mind porthole or subconscious mind function that's there to protect us. So what's true actually doesn't matter to this part of the mind, because its function is to make you safe. And how it makes you safe is this part of the mind actually looks out through your eyes and listens through your ears and tabulates a list. Now, on the list is everything you've ever seen in your life, every megapixel you've ever seen in your life. Everything you've ever heard is on the list. Everything you've ever seen, everything you've ever thought is on the list too. Everything you've ever heard is on the list. And the list is sorted every millisecond of every day. Now, how is the sorting conducted? And why is it sorted in this way? It's sorted for repetition. What are most people thinking? How are most people talking? What beliefs do most people hold? The most repetitive downloads get sorted to the top of the list. And then what's on the top of the list gets pushed as a script into your conscious mind, and you act it out outside your conscious awareness. Now, I will give you an example here. There was a movie called Gone in 60 Seconds in 2001. It was a movie about car theft. And it was with Angelina Jolie and Nicolas Cage. And there was a movie where Nicolas Cage was sort of a gangster, but he was retired. He was a car theft expert. And then the local thug had some scores or bets to settle with Nicolas Cage's brother. And for the debt to be settled, the gangster, the thug told Nicolas Cage he had to come out of retirement and steal 100 cars. Now, when that movie was released in, say, Burnaby, BC, Canada, the police in Burnaby, BC, Canada reported that car theft went up 70% in the first 4 days alone. And then if you look at all the other reports of car theft around the world where the movie was released, car theft also went up substantially. The reason car theft went up is because of this behavior protection adaptation and its obsession with repetitive content, which it manufactures as your behavior through this scripting process. This part of the brain does not know the difference between real time or imagined thought or what's on a screen. So basically, to this very ancient part of the mind, which loves you and wants to protect you, if you watch this movie Gone in 60 Seconds, this part of the brain thinks you're sitting in a car theft tribe. Its job is simple. It tabulates whatever is repetitive in that village or tribe or town. And when you are sitting in the theater watching Gone in 60 Seconds, it would have manufactured a list, because that's how it protects you. And near the top of the list would be this heavy repetitive content that car theft is engaged in by this particular tribe. And in order to bond or feel safe or be secure or increase your chances of survival in this particular car theft tribe,
basically, you should be stealing cars. And the average person doesn't know anything about this subconscious mind. They don't even know they have one, and they don't even really know how it operates. So when you don't know that repetitive content can change your behavior, you're really wide open psychically for this kind of manipulation. Even during the 80s, there was a show called The Cosby Show. And in The Cosby Show, there was Mr. Huxtable, Bill Cosby, and he was an African-American medical doctor. His wife, Claire Huxtable, in the sitcom The Cosby Show, she was an African-American lawyer. Now, during the 9-year run of The Cosby Show, African-American enrollment in medical school and law school went up 19%, and that effect is well known in psychological circles. In psychology departments of university, people are well aware that humans copy, mimic, and emulate what they see other people doing. And the more repetitive the content, the quicker they will mirror and emulate and copy the behavior. And then if the behavior is positively reinforced, you get an upregulation as well. They've even shown that if you're sort of infused with psychoactive narcotics, the copying and mimicking and mirroring effect is very radical. It's very severe. And psychoactive just means a substance that affects brain function. And coffee and alcohol and THC has been proven to really make people get into a brainwave state that make them copy really ferociously, on top of the natural copying function that can be hacked really easily. So what it means is that there's a reason the government has a coffee shop on every corner. There's liquor stores run by the government in most countries. And of course, in Canada, they've legalized THC because it makes the brain, the mind control brainwashing apparatus work that much more efficiently. There was a show on Netflix, or a movie on Netflix, that was called, I think, the Queen's Gambit. I don't even know what that means. A lot of negative, repetitive content to make women drink and smoke and take prescription drugs, because humans copy what other people are doing, especially if it's on a repetitive basis. And this part of the brain is being tested and researched thoroughly. It does not know the difference between real time and what's on the screen. So if you're going to show a lady, like in The Queen's Gambit, to be drinking, smoking, and doing prescription drugs, you will get that effect in the population. The people who hack our minds in this very fashion have a saying: what's on the screen in the morning will be on the street at night. And this is very clear as well with Queen's Gambit. It was actually, it looked like it was a show, a movie about chess, but it was really, like all other movies, they're just trying to flood your subconscious mind porthole with negative repetitive behavior so that you act out and disempower yourself and poison yourself. But when this, you know, when this movie was released on Netflix, chess board sales on Amazon went up 1,000% in the first couple of weeks. Because again, humans don't know about any of this. The average person on the street knows nothing about this. And the people who rule us from the shadows know everything about this. And that's why they litter our environment with whatever repetitive content they want us to act out. They are the script writers. We are the actors. They are the directors. We get paid to basically go and read these scripts. And that's why they call all medical drugs prescriptions. Pre means what happens before, and script means something you're reading and acting out. So you got to have the prescription, because all medical drugs are poisons. And when you research this part of the brain, and we'll put a very large cachet of mind control documentaries in the show notes, and you can verify this through yourself,
reviewing these very entertaining documentaries about mind control is when you're poisoned, you're more prone to follow. You're more prone to mimic. You're more prone to mirror. And you're more prone to copy the repetitive behaviors that are in your environment, which are purposely put there by your social engineers and human farmers. And all medical drugs are poisons. And that's why before you read the script effectively, you have to be poisoned. They say, do you have your prescription? And Shun, T-I-O-N, is an ancient word for contract. People don't know that either. The average person doesn't know they can be hacked in this way. So if we go back to the situation we have now, the hacking is a very old hacking. It's hacking through repetitive content to make people believe in things that aren't there in real time. The only place this virus exists is inside the TV screen, because when you go out into the public, you don't see anything that reflects what's on the TV screen. So why do people believe the TV rather than the reality? It's because the subconscious mind is designed to be controlled by the environment and to tabulate its list looking for repetitive content. And people will act out what's safe, not what's true. Because this part of the brain will say you have to go with the majority because the majority is safer for your survival and your ability to bond with the tribesmen is about saying, doing, and thinking like they are. This part of the brain has been proven and researched over and over again to want nothing to do with reality, but everything to do with safety-based mimicking of the herd. Now, before the TV, before screen time and government manipulations that used to be done through public service announcements in the town squares, but this sort of adaptation, the safety adaptation, was originally homed and genetically sharpened in an environment where, yes, the tribe used to be the only thing there to observe. So over, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of years on this planet, there was a time where this safety adaptation of mimicking the herd really worked well because the herd was the only thing to see. So if the herd was doing X, Y, and Z, it was really important you did X, Y, and Z to fit in so that you would increase your chances of survival. The people who have researched this part of the brain knows where it developed. It did develop in the original tribal setting. It originally was very good at executing its function, making you fit in, and really bringing that bonding and happiness and safety and security to your life. But there was this dark group that discovered this part of our safety. This is really part of our immune system, is fitting in. I mean, immunity is about surviving. This is the first line immunity, to fit in with the tribe. So our dark black magic sorcerers out of Hollywood, that's what they're always focusing on. They know humans have this safety mechanism of mimicking repetitive content and how it used to really work for us and why it developed in the way it did and how it developed in the way it did. So they've stepped forward with their screen technology. They used to do Shakespearean plays. It's a very old group, folks. It goes back thousands of years. And they used to do town square announcements to give the impression to this part of the brain that the tribe was doing X, Y, and Z. But before that, before we were governed by dark forces, we did have, the only thing we saw was our natural environment, and it wasn't manipulated to hack this part of the mind. So our dark magic, you know, black magic sorcerers out of Hollywood know that we have this safety adaptation. We look out through our eyes. The subconscious pathway is always trying to
gather information. What's the most repetitive content? What are most people doing? What are most people thinking? What are most people wearing? How do I best fit in? How do I mimic and emulate so that I'm accepted in this village or tribe or town? So the people ruling us know we have this very efficient and loving and simple part of the brain that controls our behavior in terms of counting repetition in the environment. That means we don't make up our behavior. The environment controls our behavior. So if you're ever wondering why, where I live in a county in Ontario called SDNG. It stands for Stormont, Glengarry, and Dundas. And in my three counties lives 213,000 people. And in those 213,000 people in the last calendar year, 121 have died from COVID. That's a 99.99975 survival rate. And then when you meet people out there, they are thinking and talking to you like COVID is the worst pandemic in the history of man. But they don't know anybody that's died from COVID. If they know someone that's gone into the hospital, they always fail to mention that that person who went into the hospital that failed for COVID but didn't die got their shot. And they don't see it. They don't see that it's a pandemic, and they seem to have forgotten that, yeah, if you inject poison into yourself, whether it's toilet bowl cleaner, heroin, a vaccine that is literally full of documented poisons, and poisons kill cellular function, that you do get sick. You will have a decrease in health status. You will get what's called sick in our society. And you see the average person ignoring reality, regurgitating things that don't make sense. And if you ever wanted to really know why they can't see reality or can't process reality is because when they watch their TV, the repetition of the lie is greater than the repetition of the truth. And that's also why they censor, because this part of the brain is always resorting and resorting the list. And the censorship is to make sure there's a downregulation of truth repetition and an upregulation of lie-based repetition, which in turn formulates and literally manufactures our beliefs on our behalf outside our conscious awareness. This is what's going on. I had a person yesterday tell me, oh, my two friends were in hospital with COVID. They had breathing problems. And I'm like, did they take the shot? And they freeze because they're just about to have a program breakdown. And they say, well, the shot doesn't protect in all situations, but COVID is so deadly. And then they might as well have a TV kind of screwed into their neck, because it's really easy to understand that nothing they're saying makes any sense, and nothing they're saying could be manufactured from logic and rational analysis. And it's easy to see every phrase or everything they're saying is based on the list that's inside the subconscious mind, which has been manufactured through the downloading of the repetitive content out of the TV. And this is so if you're ever out there wondering how anybody thoroughly believes in things that either are illogical or irrational and don't exist, this is the process by which you can insert those fake belief systems into a human without them knowing, because they don't understand that the subconscious, the part of the brain that a hypnotist will make cluck like a chicken in a hypnosis stage show, is the part of the brain that their TV and their movie screen is designed to impact and therefore the TV and the movie screen are actually in effect in our communities and in our living rooms to change our behavior and change our thoughts and change our ideas to exactly what our social engineers and human farmers want them to. They can make us dress as drag queens. They can make us hate Jewish people in 1945. They can make us put mercury teeth fillings in our teeth. They can make us cut 30% of a male's penis off when the male is just born and call it circumcision. They can make us believe in witches, and then in the 1600s in Salem. They can make us think that a government who steals our money and then makes us inject poison into ourselves is an altruistic force. They can make us believe anything because this part of the brain isn't designed to sort for truth. And this is the part of the brain that manufactures our behavior. To this part of the brain, the subconscious, it cares not for the truth. It doesn't care at all. It cares for one thing and one thing only, which is its very simplistic design. It wants you to be safe. It loves you. It wants you to be secure. It wants you to survive. And the basis of human behavior is humans like people who are like them. So this part of the brain, through its genetic sharpening over the eons, has developed its own immune system of behavior. It's a behavior-based immune system where it looks out and says, oh, everybody's doing this, you should do this. Everybody's saying this, you should say that. Because none of what we're seeing in society today, we see everything making no sense, but we see everybody going along with it, even though there's no validation or research to confirm or prop up that anything coming from the government or the TV or the media is real statistically or backed by any sort of research, but people are believing the liaria anyway. And this is because we've always been hacked in this particular way. Just the medical system alone, its hacking has been decades and decades long, where the average person thinks poison makes them healthy. So you're not just seeing today an injected poison, which is killing and crippling people at massive levels. And we'll put that in the show notes. You see how, I mean, there was a lawsuit just launched where there's something in the U.S. called Medicaid and Medicare. And although the public isn't told, Medicare and Medicaid pay out sort of a death benefit, probably just to bury you as sort of a last right death benefit. And that particular system, although they've tried to hide it from the public, a whistleblower has came out and said, I've been working the Medicare and Medicaid system here in the U.S. based on deaths, and I have 48,000 deaths of Medicare and Medicaid patients within 72 hours of taking their COVID shot. And Medicare and Medicaid only covers 18% of the full 340 million United States population. Can you imagine how many people have died from this shot? So that is a reporting system that says 48,000 people have died within 72 hours of taking the shot, and 81% of all deaths attributed to the COVID shot on VAERS, which is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which is another reporting site, 81% of the deaths of people that have reported to VAERS that they've died, that their loved ones have died after the shot, have those 81% of deaths have happened within the first 14 days after the COVID shot. So if we go back to the Medicare and Medicaid situation where 48,000 people have died guaranteed after taking their COVID shot within the first 72 hours, can you imagine how many other deaths are outside that 72-hour window? Unbelievable. And it's also important to note that there was an H1N1 vaccine. There was two rounds of H1N1, and there was, I think, smallpox. That smallpox vaccine, if we go back to that, or maybe it was smallpox, maybe it was something else. I'll have to maybe look it up and put in the show notes. But one of these earlier vaccines, it was taken off the shelf when only 25 people died, and guaranteed the H1N1 vaccine, I think in the early 2000s, where they're collecting data about how gullible people are through their subconscious mind pathway, that vaccine as well was taken out of circulation when 25 people had died. And we're up to 48,000 people in the United States alone dead, dead within 72 hours of taking the shot. And there's other reporting systems that are saying more, like a lot of people are saying that's between 200,000 and 2 million Americans have died after their COVID vaccination. And we'll put that in the show notes as well, so you can explore these documents and these videos. Why are people injecting poison into themselves? Why are they ignoring the fact that their government's lying? Well, I just told you. This hacking, this repetitive hacking, which can be upregulated. So the repetitive hacking, this loving part of the brain that bases your behavior on repetition, that's the foundation of your behavior. But that foundation can be upregulated if there's an authority-based positive reinforcement. And it can be upregulated even further when you drink coffee, when you infuse with caffeine, when you smoke dope, and when you drink alcohol. So it's a very elaborate mousetrap out there. And again, this hacking's been going on a long time. Like, I go to my local hospital here. There's pop machines, chocolate bar machines. There's a donut shop in the hospital. None of it makes any sense. But if you can use the repetition, hack the subconscious mind. Injecting poison was a foregone conclusion because there were 70 years prior where all the movies and TV shows and all the schools got, you know, everything the government controls is the same groups all over the place controlling the repetitive content that, no, health is something you can inject into yourself. Just eat your Doritos, have your beer, and don't eat healthy and just plow yourself with junk food. That sort of inverted satanic message was the repetitive foundation that led to this hacking as well. So you can have inverted belief built on inverted belief built on inverted belief, and you can make huge, massive prison structures in the mind, one block at a time, one massive repetition-based agenda at a time. And people really have to start understanding how their minds are hacked in this very way so they can at least pick out the propaganda, which is the repetitive hacking of your mind through by government officials and through the TV screens and the movie screens. And it's not just now. There's been 200 movies over the past 15 years. We'll put that up in the show notes as well. About viruses, about vaccines, about zombies, about medicine saving the day, about mutations. The virus zombie mutation vaccine movie has been a massive genre in all Hollywood film over the last 15 or 20 years. I'll even put up, I don't know, there's Barney Fife and Andy Griffith. Or Andy Griffin, the Andy Griffin Show, they even at one time started to basically have a show which promoted vaccination. It's a repetition after repetition after repetition. Very, very important to prime the public for what's going on today. So we're going to leave it there. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you want to get this podcast sent directly to you, send me your email at jason@freedomfromselfsabotage.com. I'll put you on my personal email list. And it's important that anybody listening to this, if you have not been placed on my personal email list, please make sure you get on there, because eventually they're going to try and censor all the truthful information. So all you have is the repetition of the lies. This is Jason Christoph signing off. Thank you for listening.